Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the recordings of the book, The Wisdom for the Devoted, as we're moving through now the 10th installment. And in this 10th installment, we have a few chapters. Actually, we have four chapters. The first one is called The Rights of Neighbors. The Creator's glory is manifest. Celebrating the birthday of the Prophet and generosity with everyone. Those are our chapters today. Alhamdulillah, thank you all for being here. And we'll open with the Fatiha and open up with the calling of the prophetic light. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله Allahi salatu to Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa laika yaudu salam tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayta ya dhul jalali wal ikram. Welcoming in the presence of your heart, your longing for proximity, for peace, for depth of truth, and reliance on those who come before us, who are leading the caravan, so to speak, who are actually ahead of us, and making the way easier for us. Inshallah. As we begin to read these writings, knowing that they're coming with a great deal of intention and have a surrender into their station in life to help others such as ourselves. And this one starts on page 77. And it's entitled The Rights of Neighbors. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to exhort us concerning our neighbors until we thought he would give our neighbors the right of inheritance. It was also narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak good or keep silent. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him honor his neighbor and be generous to him. And whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him honor his guest. Hassan al-Basri reported, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what is the right of one neighbor upon his neighbor? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he asks to borrow something, lend it to him. And if he invites you, respond to his invitation. If he becomes sick, visit him. And if he asks for your help, help him. If he's afflicted with a calamity, give him solace. And if he is granted something good, congratulate him. If he dies, attend his funeral. And if he is away, protect his house and his children. Do not harm him by taking pride in what you have, but from it give him a gift. Do not add any construction to your buildings that will affect him until he gives you his permission. How truthful you are, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next chapter is entitled, The Creator's Glory is Manifest. In a noble hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O child of Adam, I put you within the womb of your mother and covered your face so that you would not be estranged by the womb. and made you face the back of your mother so that the odor of food would not bother you. I made a recliner for you from the liver on your right and from the spleen on your left. I taught you to stand and sit within the womb. Is there anyone else able to do this other than me? When your term was complete, I inspired the angel of the womb to bring you out. He carried you out on a feather from his wing. You had no teeth to chew, no hands to grasp, and no feet to walk, but two refined veins from your mother's breast filled with pure milk, warm in winter and cool in summer. I threw love for you within the hearts of your parents, so that they would not feel satisfaction until you felt satisfaction. And they would not sleep until you slept. When your body became strong and your power increased, your first action was to disobey me during your time of separation. You felt no shame with me, but in spite of all this, whenever you call me, I respond, and whenever you ask of me, I give to you. Whenever you repent, I will accept you. Next chapter is entitled Celebrating the Birthday of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praise to Allah, and may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet, and be upon his companions, and be upon the pure members of his household, and upon the martyrs and the righteous who are bonded together in his service, and upon those who sold themselves and their souls to please their protector, and were true in fulfilling their promise to Allah, so they gained his contentment. For he has been their guardian protector from pre-eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truthful. He says, Allah is the protecting friend of those who securely believe. He takes them from the shadows into the light. And those who cover up the truth, their protectors are the idols who take them out of the light and into the shadows. Quran 257. He also said, those who cover up the truth have no protector. 47:11. This is a good occasion which hearts long for and souls await in order to revive their life as long as they are seeking the example of the one celebrated. Allah sent down this verse about him. There has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer, full of concern for you, to the believers kind and singularly compassionate. Quran 9:128. How can this not be so when he says, none of you feel the pain of a thorn without me, also feeling its pain in my body? How can this not be so when Allah sent down his words describing him The prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are, as it were, their mothers. Quran 33:6. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the father of all the faithful believers. And this verse remains true today. Therefore, we should rejoice. Let there be joy for those who follow his teachings and surrender to his commands. For Allah says, say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. Quran 3:31. Love manifests through his spirit from their noble souls by following his ways. It is our natural obligation, if we love Allah and his messenger, to surrender to his commands and to avoid his prohibitions, which were sent down to us from his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charged him to carry the message of unity. For he says, he raised up from them a messenger of their own who recited to them his signs and purified them, taught them the book, taught them the wisdom, though before that they were in clear error. Quran 3:164. Allah, the guardian protector, sent him to save humanity from worshipping others and to guide them to worship Allah, the one, the irresistible, and deliver them from darkness to the light. As the Lord of the world says, O Prophet, surely we have sent you as a witness and a bringer of good news and a warner and a summoner to Allah by his permission and as a light-giving lamp. Quran 33:45-6. He is the seal of the messengers. His message came and established the relationship of the human being with his Lord through acts of worship, and established the relationship of the human being with himself through purification of his character to direct his way of to the truth. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they desire to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect his light, however much the deniers of truth are adverse. Quran 61:8. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us witness the honor of all believers under the flag of the unity of the master guide of everything that exists and the master guide of Adam's progeny, the master guide of all those who give birth or who are born. My Lord is truthful. My Lord is truthful when, beginning with himself and then his angels, he says, surely Allah and his angels shower blessings upon the Prophet. Or you who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with greetings of worthy of his high station. Quran 33:56. And know that Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. 13:11. This final chapter for this today's reading is Generosity with Everyone. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "By him in whose hands is my life, a person cannot claim Islam unless people are secure from his heart, tongue, and hand. They cannot claim Imam unless his neighbor is secure from his transgression and deception." Mujahid said, "I was with Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As while his servant was skinning a sheep. He said to him, 'Boy, when you finish, start with the Jewish neighbor.' A man who was there exclaimed, 'Jewish, may Allah correct you.' He replied, 'I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommend that we treat our neighbors well until we feared that he would order us to make them our heirs.'" Bukhari. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated that his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O my people, I have bestowed upon you my gifts and sent down to you my messengers so that you may know the rules of my law, Sharia. So why do you turn away from me when I am the truly rich, Al-Ghani, the generous Al-Karim? By my majesty and power, if you obey me, I shall grant you victory over your enemies. And if you seek my help with hardship, I shall help you. And if you ask me, you will find me near and responsive. But instead, you disobey. You disobey me. So I am turned away from you, and you fall into anguish and humiliation. Remember that Allah says, 'And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, those will be with ones whom Allah had favored.' The prophets, the holy truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous and excellent are those as companions." 469. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When your leaders are the most pious among you, and the rich are the most forgiving among you, and when your affairs are settled through counseling each other, the surface of the earth will be better for you than its hidden soil. But when your leaders are the worst among you, and the rich are the greatest misers among you, and your affairs are settled only by your women, the hidden soil of the earth will be better for you than its surface. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 'Those of the children of Israel who went astray were cursed by the tongues of Dawood and Isa, the son of Maryam. That is because they rebelled against Allah and transgressed beyond the bounds set by Allah.'" Quran 5:78. "And they did not restrain one another from the evil which they were doing. And truly what they used to do was vile." Quran 5:79. That brings us to the close of today's reading, the 10th reading, a third of the way through. We're dropping into soaking up whatever touched your heart. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.